In Europe, voters have turned out in record numbers to choose a new EU parliament. Results so far suggest that Europe is set to become more politically polarised, with voters turning to the extremes, right and left, as Nick Grimm reports.
The first seat allocated to the Brexit Party and the candidate awarded the seat is Nigel Farage.
He's the man who wants Britain to turn its back on Europe. But now Nigel Farage will be taking up a seat in the European Parliament, with official results showing strong support for his Brexit Party. That, he says, should now entitle him to a seat at the negotiating table on Britain's exit from the EU.
Well, a big win for the Brexit Party, that's very clear. Terrible night for the Conservative Party. But look at Labour as well. You know, look at what the Brexit Party's done to Labour in Wales, in the northeast of England. So, you know, this is a big, big message, big wake-up call to Westminster. Will they listen?
Europe has long been dominated by coalitions of centre-right and centre-left parties occupying the middle ground, their pro-union prescription maintaining strong support from voters. But that's changing with the emergence of populist anti-establishment movements. Many voters, like this Brussels man, want things to stay as they are. I am pro-European, he says. I hope the populace will not gain ground. I really hope so. I want more Europe, more society. But this election has seen a growing number of Europeans, like this Hungarian woman, looking for alternatives. Yes, what I want is for those who are anti-immigration to be in even higher numbers in the parliament. It could mark the great hollowing out of Europe, with centrist parties in retreat and many of the EU's 400 million voters drifting towards the political fringes on the left and right. In Hungary, it's seen voters endorse Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's anti-immigrant position.
And we will give a very clear opinion on that we reject migration, and we would like to see leaders in position of European Union who reject the migration, who would like to stop it and not to manage it.
In France, there have been good results for nationalists. Marine Le Pen is the president of the far-right National Rally Party.
The fading of traditional parties and the polarisation that's taking place confirms that the political scene is now split between nationalists and globalists, and that's what dominates our political life, and this will last.
Edouard Philippe is the French Prime Minister.
All political leaders must hear the message of the French people. It's not enough to speak about anger, rejection and crisis. The far right is consolidating its position, and a lot of our compatriots feel now is the time to hunker down or look for extreme solutions. This is a strong message, and we have received it loud and clear.
But even as many voters shift to the right, many others are heading in the opposite direction. The Greens enjoying their best ever results. The leader of the German Green Party, Annalena Baerbock, celebrating a big voter turnout and a great result for her party, not only in Germany but also in Ireland, the Netherlands and Austria.
Nick Grimm reporting there.